AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. On the eve of their inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris pay their respects to the more than 400,000 people who have died in the pandemic in this country. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Soon after flying into Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden presided over a memorial service at the Reflecting Pool to let families know that those who died of COVID-19 are not forgotten.
It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris noted so many had died in isolation without friends or family.
We grieve and begin healing. Together.
Rows of white monoliths were lit along the Reflecting Pool. Biden has proposed a $1.9 trillion package to help the nation recover from the pandemic. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In another part of Washington, D.C. A bell at the National Cathedral tolls 400 times, once for every 1,000 victims of the pandemic. The FBI releases new details on three self-described members of the Oath Keepers paramilitary group who are the first people charged with plotting the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The FBI says the Virginia man, former Marine Thomas Caldwell, is the apparent leader. He and a man and woman from Ohio, Donovan Kroll and Jessica Watkins, are all charged with federal conspiracy counts. The FBI released a message that was sent to Caldwell during the attack. All members are in the tunnels under the Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas. This is AP News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell blames President Trump for the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hall of Fame Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Don Sutton has died. Baseball Hall of Fame says a 75-year-old Sutton died at his home in California after a long struggle with cancer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.